The Dark Match Wrestling Podcast is proudly presented by Giant Penny Productions and can now be found on StuffDudesLike.com. Subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes, Stitcher, and anywhere you can download your podcasts. Follow us on Twitter at Billy Dark Match and at People's Podcasta with an A.
So you want to do a podcast?
Yeah, that's the plan.
What do you want it to be about? Flowers? Bumblebees?
Like a wrestling podcast.
Right here, baby, on the mothership Saturday night. America Dream Dustin Rose.
Are we done being dicks? Because I don't need dicks in my life.
How does it feel? How does it feel, Mike Lewis?
To be double D'd.
To be double D'd.
Are you guys going to rape me? Is that what's going to happen right now?
Just rip Mike Lewis a new one podcast.
He hit him with a turkey! Oh, man, this thing has gone off the rails. It has gone off the rails big time.
This isn't the podcast, man. This is just a meeting about having a podcast. All right, this thing's recording. This is the seventh time we're meeting up.
It's a lot.
It's a lot. It's been a lot.
Seven?
I mean, it's the seventh official time. There's like been a couple others.
Like DDP, who's on my screen right now, seven?
And DDP was pissed. He kept saying seven because there was already six members of the NWO, and he couldn't get down before those six guys. He was like, seven, bro? Yo. That's not like your Sandman, but go ahead.
This
I don't want to mess up your life.
That's gimmick infringement.
So we came here because we got, like, a guest in the house?
Yeah, I got a guest that nobody thought would show up.
You don't understand.
And I want to stick it in their faces, man.
You don't understand how, like, people think that you're just not even alive anymore. Like, they don't even know that. Sean Walker. We found Sean Walker.
Sean Walker is in the house tonight.
Yeah, man. Thanks for the bailout, bro.
You know, some rough times, maybe. man. It's good to hear from you. And the reason we think, Billy, like, you know, we've come up with a lot of ideas. Maybe we should, like, you know, branch out a little bit and talk a little about MMA because it's also wrestling. It's pro wrestling.
So you think maybe we should cover that?
Maybe. Well, that's why I have, you know.
People like
there's a
it.
Lot of wrestlers in MMA and stuff now. So, I could see it,
a lot
I guess.
Of the guys
maybe.
Go to the big events, right? They
show up
the
there.
Ground, they buy their ticket.
No, like, Sean Walker knows more about MMA than anybody I know. So, like, how do I learn? Like, what should I do? Do I need to watch fights?
Yes. First thing to do was, Well, if you're a fan or if you want to learn how to fight, it's two different avenues. If you're a fan, I could give you a couple of, you know, events to watch.
Okay.
And if you want to fight, you know, you could go to a school or you just go where everybody go to school, YouTube.
So like, I'm thinking, like, I want to, like, learn about it and, like, watch it and learn how to do it. And I think Nick wants to be an MMA fighter. That's my
I don't know if I necessarily want to be an MMA fighter, but I want to get inside the head of these guys. Like, you know, what's their training like, you know? Like, how do they get signed by, like, what is it called? Their crew or their sponsorship?
Yeah,
what is
they
called?
All have, like, fight teams, right? Like, that's...
It's like a team?
Yeah, gym that you train in.
Okay. All right. America's top team.
Yes,
off top of my head.
Of
right, off top of my head.
Florida.
Yes. Yeah. All right, and now who's down with those guys? Who would I know? Who would I know as a casual fan?
As a casual fan, Bigfoot Silva.
Okay, absolutely.
Okay.
Robbie Lawler. Champion.
Robbie Lawler was just in Ring of Honor.
Oh, we seen him.
Yeah,
he was
just
there.
Went to a Ring of Honor show. Robbie Lawler was at ringside with Red Dragon.
Yeah, Red Dragon. I'm not turning on those guys.
Oh, maybe. That's who I'm mixing them up, maybe. That's
yeah,
see, I'm terrible. See, that's why you're here, man.
He messed it all up.
I did. Second
Tom Lawler, Robbie Lawler, Jerry
okay.
Lawler.
Are the other Lawlers related?
Actually, they all spell their last names different.
Really?
Lawler.
Wow.
Interesting.
Crazy.
Yeah, that's crazy if you think about it, right?
Well, another reason why we had you on is because I wanted to, you know, tell Nick about this story where, like, we had just spoken to Tiny and we'd spoken about the time we all jumped from TMPW to Ace. Do you remember that car ride? We were like, yeah, we're going to go to Mike's and we're gonna see if we remember that.
Yeah,
like,
I remember it.
Who was in the car? It was me, you, Tiny. Double XL was there, Mark.
Yeah.
And who else?
I believe that was it.
It was just us, right? I always think Tiny's cousin was with us. Billy, heartbroken if he had known about it at the time. He was the booker.
I got told.
Who told you?
You did.
Oh, yeah.
When you told me to go with you.
You spilled the beans.
No, I wanted
him
to
come.
He wanted
to
join
come.
Us.
And I think he kind of knew that, like, I would never be a dick about it. Like, yeah, you know what I mean? Even if I knew, it's like, well, what am I going to do? Like, I would do it too, you know, if I could.
I mean, I wasn't there while you guys did all this stuff, but it seems like some, like, undercover,
like
top secret mission type shit.
Like, you know.
Luke was the first person to get in.
Pinky, though.
Matter of fact, yeah, Pinky.
Pinky, but he just left. He was just on his own. And then Pinky was, like, our way in, right?
Actually, I got in through you.
But, yeah, I mean.
As a cameraman.
Yes. So let's talk about that. And we have a lot, like, man, breaking news, Samoa Joe just left TNA. We're going to get to that in a second. Because Billy didn't even know until he said it.
TNA's still around?
Yeah, it's crazy. What? Yeah. So we're going to cover how Shawn Walker hasn't watched wrestling in how long?
I just watched the Royal Rumble recently.
Oh, boy, you must have been really disappointed.
What a show to come back on.
And so we'll talk about that.
Oh, man, speaking of the Royal Rumble, if you were here for the game, the picks that Mike Lewis got in the Rumble.
You would have laughed, man. Just well, because we do it different. Now we have five or six people play, and we all pick numbers 1 through 30. Yeah. So we have like five, as opposed to we used to pick one number.
Yeah.
But I had like Cesaro. I had like Tyson Kidd. There's no way I was going to. I had Jack Swagger. Yeah, like, I'm not going to win. I know, but not realistic. But I also like to, you guys keep asking me before we started this meeting, why are we watching Uncensored 96? And it's because of Shawn Walker. Because Shawn Walker one time told me to watch Uncensored 96 for one spot. I'm going to tell you the spot. Can you explain it to everyone in America? Because I feel like I maybe say it wrong.
Lex Luger story.
So it's your story, but I keep it alive. And I always say Shawn Walker told me about this.
I remember as a kid, I'm watching Uncensored 96. And then it's a cutaway shot of, I believe, Hogan or Savage, one of those guys. And in the background, Lex Luger is getting thrown. They have on the top level of the cage is separated by two rooms.
Right.
So they just see Lex Luger running from one end of the cage to the other and then jumps, hits the cage, and sells it. You didn't know it was a work back then.
That proved it.
It was possibly
the
world's strongest Irish whip. Is that not, that's what we're thinking?
I cannot wait to see what you're talking about.
Yeah, so it's coming up. Right now, there's poor man's Diamond Dallas Page against the Booty Man, which...
Yeah, he lost his $6 million.
He did.
How do you lose the money, bro?
He lost to Johnny B. Bad.
He did.
He put Kimberly up and then lost Kimberly.
Oh, yeah.
So
he put up his job on the line and lost his job, too.
He did. But, man...
Page.
Now he has DDP Yoga. You know about that?
Yeah, I seen the infomercial like 4 o'clock in the morning on some hunting station.
That's great.
Is it the same hunting station that plays Shawn Michaels' hunting show?
I'm not too sure.
Have you ever watched Shawn Michaels' hunting show?
No.
The alligator episode?
Anybody?
The alligator episode with Triple H?
What, he got eaten
awesome.
Alligator?
Yo, Triple H was terrified of these alligators.
Oh, of course.
Yeah. Big, tough Triple H scared of an alligator?
Yeah, this one kind of jumped up and almost cut his hand off.
I watched a couple episodes. I watched when they went to Mexico and they shot like some crazy like reptile, I guess. I don't know. But yeah, I only watched it once. But yeah, you were talking about how you got into Ace and we told the story like how we all jumped and tried to get into Ace and then I called you because I wanted, like, my buddy back because, like, I didn't have anybody really to roll with. And Walker was, like, my dude in high school. TMPW got me in with you guys. I actually remember my first show, and he was the first person I said hello to at my first ever show because I didn't know anybody. So I needed – and then Walker did a Shooting Star Press.
Yeah, I did.
And I was like
– and I actually still have that tape.
Yeah, and that's my first ever show.
Yeah, so old, I said tape.
Yeah, so archaic. But we used to trade tapes. We used to trade tapes.
My first impression of TMPW was somebody told me about it, and then somebody showed me a tape that like had a clip of him doing the Shooting Star.
Yeah.
At the YMCA. And as soon as I saw that, and even though that was the only thing I had to judge this whole thing on.
Right, right.
I'm like, oh, they got to be like legit.
Yeah.
You know? So like that actually, he actually is the reason I ended up in TMPW because I was like, oh, they're good.
I feel good about that.
Yeah, no.
It was awesome.
Do you remember even how you got me in the TMPW? Because I don't even remember. You obviously.
Sophomore high school.
You and Ghetto Gangster.
You guys were there at the birth, right? Like,
because I used to go there and train. So I was a sophomore in high school, and me and my friend Steve Fink was going to put in our applications at Taco Bell, and Mambo King's, his door was wide open. He had all the autographs and posters and toys and all that type of stuff on the wall. So we're like, we stuck our heads in his door, gawking in. You know, back then you ain't have to worry about
yeah.
kidnapping you and child molesters and
yeah.
all that type of stuff. So he's like, come in, guys.
That sounds real inviting.
So me and Steve came in. He started, you know, talking to us about wrestling and, you know, how he was La Parca in WCW.
That was not true. That was not true.
And he could take us to WCW.
Yeah, yeah.
And so that's when I started training with him. I came back a couple days later, and I think I used to pay him like $5 a train.
Wow.
$5 from my allowance. And then when I didn't have it, we could donate like Pokemon cards and he would donate them to like charity and stuff like that.
That is literally the craziest thing I've ever heard
Dude,
in my life.
I love that you paid for training by bartering Pokemon toys.
So this is what I picture in my head. Like you coming in and like, hey man, listen, you know, tough week, like I don't have the $5, you know, but I got this Pikachu rare card, and he would be like,
oh no, I didn't give none of my good cards.
I just made that up. Yeah, all right.
Still got to play the game,
so,
bro.
So your Charmander, you were like, "Hey man,
I can't keep up with Pokemon anymore, man."
My
daughter is so into it.
I never
and like she watched the original stuff, so like I kind
of
came up with those first like 150 Pokemon or so.
Right.
151, I guess.
Stuff was the best.
But there's like 3,000 Pokemon now, and she knows them all.
I never like
this gotta catch them all thing is just taking it to a new level.
But and then like I don't know, man. Like you got me in there somehow, or Carl did, one of you guys.
I think I said just come to the show. I got you.
Yeah.
I think it was.
It was.
We wrestled at the YMCA.
Yes.
And I was like, yeah, I could get you in. You know, just come by. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
I told Mambo King about you, and that's how you got in.
And I got in. I was in wrestling. And you know what made it feel legit, though, honestly? And I think I've said this before. The first show that I did where he did that Shooting Star Press, Luscious Johnny V was, like, my commentating part. I was like, holy shit, man. This is, like, I'm big time.
He's a Hall of Famer, right?
He is a Hall of Famer. And at that time, he was a Hall of Famer. So I was like, holy shit, man. And I seen Nikolai Volkov's balls. And that was
That's Hall of Fame balls.
That's actually a funny story, too. Because I've seen a lot of wrestlers in the nude.
Yeah, you were the one that brought me up on that. And then, like, I remember seeing the balls and you being like, oh, old Nikolai. Like, it was all the time. Like,
funny story about Tony Atlas.
He was the next one.
Hear it.
Yeah.
Back in November 2001, we did a show in Union City at the Carlos Carabello Hall, something like that.
Right.
And me and Chaos, who's Keith Pierce.
Yeah, I remember
me and
him.
Keith Pierce was talking to Tony. You know, we weren't marking out, but we were asking
questions.
We were
yeah.
specifically told not to mark out. You know, we 16, 17
of course, yeah.
at the time. So he's telling us, like, all different types of stories. So he starts getting undressed in front of us, like, butt naked. So I'm like, elbowing him. Bro, is he really getting naked in front of us? Like, is this standard and stuff? And he's still conversating with us like there's nothing going on,
yeah.
And you are an underage boy at this time.
Yeah, I actually was. Yeah.
That is true.
That's a crime just happened. But
did he ask you to take your shoes off because he wanted to see your feet?
No.
That's good.
That's the
good.
Same show I seen Gino Caruso stuff a sock
In his crotchal yeah. area. I've seen him do that a bunch of times. Every show I'm sure you too, Billy. Every show I've worked with Gino, he does it.
I witnessed it at the Armory show.
Yeah,
red fuzzy ones.
It's like,
red
hey, if you don't have a big dick, you shouldn't portray it because that's false advertisement to ladies.
I can't even believe these stories right now. That's crazy.
Absolutely.
Gotta cut it out.
Yeah. Yeah.
Full House status. Who doesn't love Dave Coulier?
Did he really ruin? Yeah, I was gonna say, did he ruin her life
Isn't
or make it,
it ironic?
Great? That's yeah.
Right?
Which one did he do? Did he make it horrible or make her a star? You do tell me.
I think
it
made her a star because that album
that
was
song,
like
man.
Not like top hits, top
so, like,
on the hits.
Here's the next question I wanted to ask you. Like you were a cameraman because you had like this awesome camera, right?
Yeah.
That was the idea. You're like, just come film the show.
I was actually in film school.
You were in film school, yeah. So you had this, like, really sweet camera, and then you filmed, like, how long were you the film guy?
Jeez Louise. Maybe a year.
That's awesome.
But I was wrestling within 2 months after I started filming.
Here's the thing that these guys don't know. Like, your first match was against Donovan, right?
Yeah.
And it was a good match. I thought it was a good match.
Yeah.
And then the second match, you're like, I was going to put you a Jay Lethal dark match.
But, You know what's actually funny about my first match with Donovan? We couldn't come up with a name for myself.
Yeah, yeah. I remember getting the...
It took us a while to come up with a name for me. And I forgot. It was supposed to be something Knight, I believe, we came up with. Then the next day, I came in for the show, and it says Mike Donovan versus Sean Walker.
Yeah.
I'm like, who the fuck is Sean Walker?
He thought he'd been replaced.
So, yeah, I thought I was replaced.
Bro, can't come up with a name for this guy. He can't wrestle.
To Mike, I'm like, Mike, who's Sean Walker? He's like, you're Sean Walker. Yeah, I didn't have a saying in the matter. I didn't have a choice in the matter. I was Sean Walker. That's how I got my name.
Yeah,
I don't
awesome.
Know how they came up with Sean Walker.
I think it suits you, though. I guess
it's a pretty badass name, though. Like, think about it.
I remember
Sean Walker when I, you know,
yo, I got the cards. Like, Mike would make me, or somebody would make me. Like, it used to be Nino back in the day. They would make me these cards, and they would have like all the matches on them, and I would have to get the weight and where they're from and all that. It was like Mike diving at Sean Walker. I was like, who the fuck is Sean Walker? I was like, who is this? And he's like, that's your boy, Mike. I was like, what? Yeah? Okay. I was like, hey, man, you're Sean Walker? And he was like, yeah, I guess. All right, cool. But yeah, he had a good match the 1 week, and then it was like a week or two later, because he used to run every
2 weeks.
Yeah, and then they put you in with Lethal, who's like the best wrestler in our company. Yeah. What was that like? Because that was a pretty good match, too, if I remember.
You know what? It's most of the time I wrestled, I was like extremely nervous.
Yes, I remember this.
Nervous to the point where I wanted to puke all over the place.
I do remember this.
But I don't know. With certain people, you get more nervous. Like if it's first time you wrestle. But I was training with Jay for a couple months before this, so I wasn't as nervous as wrestling anybody else.
Right.
You know?
Right.
He was a big name, you know, back then in Ring of Honor, because this was before he was in TNA. I think he was the pure champion at the time too.
Yeah.
When I wrestled him.
Yeah. Does.
But it was, you know, it. You know, it was a really good match, but I wasn't nervous, so to say. You know what I mean? Probably one of the less times it's only a couple of times I wrestled where I wasn't nervous, you know?
Right.
One against Jay, one against Pinky, a couple times against the Ghetto Gangsta, you know, I wasn't nervous. Every other match, man, I wanted to puke.
Oh, wow. Yeah, damn. But you know what? It's weird, because, like, I kind of remember you were like this like babyface guy. You were teaming up with Pinky, but you weren't doing much. And then you turned heel. And we all agree that you just kind of got comfortable at that point?
You know what? I never had a chance to speak for myself. Everything was always given to me, or you would have to say this.
Yeah.
A name. I wanted to come up with a name for me and Pinky, and some jerk was like, you're going to be the Pink and Black Attack, joking around. The jerk was you.
I know. I was waiting to say. I was going to reveal it. Because, yeah. And I had like, so much heat because
I love
of
it. And I'm like, damn, I didn't even have to get a choice. So even like with my name, any of my names, you know, I never had a voice in anything over my career. And then when they said they was turning me heel, I was like, you know what? Let me take this and run with it, you know?
Yeah.
I can be myself, you know? Nobody can't, you know? Tell me how to be. So, you know, I came up with the whole Sean Walker gimmick. You know, I'm from the hood. You know, some of the people that
I've been to your house.
Yeah, some of the people, you know, you see the guys on the corner,
of course,
you know, stare a hole at you.
Oh yeah.
You know, selling drugs, and you know, you hate those guys. That was me.
Yeah. You know? It's so weird because like
you're like the opposite of
you understand because like so the first time I saw him, he had already done the heel turn.
Oh, okay.
And I was in the audience, yeah. And I don't think I had seen him before the show, but it's been a while since I've seen him. But like, I remember this like really nice, sweet guy, Sean
like,
Walker,
in real
who
life,
like,
you're
was
nice,
in all the same stuff as me because like he went to film school, I went to film school.
Right,
like, I was a couple years behind him, but I would always like I was always like he was a camera guy, I had to be the camera guy, you know. It was like the same shit. The first time he came out that I saw heel Sean Walker, he started screaming as he came out.
Yeah,
curse.
And actually, I wasn't paying attention to like exactly where he was coming from at the moment, and I jumped.
This is legit. Like,
I was like,
me and Tiny's favorite story from Ace. This is a true story. Walker was in the gorilla about to go out, and Mike goes, or somebody goes, "Hey, try not to curse that much." And you're like, "All right, no problem." And like the the second he walked out, he was like, shut the fuck up, y'all. It was the best thing ever. And me and Ty were like, holy shit, did he just not like...
I actually, I hate people that curse all the time.
Yeah, I know.
That's what they...
Yeah.
I hate it, you know, everybody.
Of course.
We hate it. But I got under a lot of people. So I'll never forget this, man. This kid said, I hate you, Sean Walker. I hope you die in the fire.
I hope you die in the fire.
I will never forget. I'm like, bro. But, you know, I was playing.
Yeah.
You hate me that much, you want me to die in the fire.
Great.
Yeah.
You're doing a great job.
He didn't want you to just die. He chose your death.
Yeah.
Oh,
it has
amazing.
To be in a fire.
Yeah.
Nothing else is acceptable.
A fiery affair.
A fiery affair?
The Sean Walker story.
I used to get a lot of fans pissed off, you know, saying a lot of stuff like, I'll bang your girl after the show.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
but Ric Flair used to say that stuff all the time.
I'll come outside and hook off on you.
Yeah.
You know, so stuff like that. But you know, some people got it, you know, some people know.
I think people believed it. That's a good
thing. Yeah, that's the thing. A lot of people believed it too.
And you know what made it even worse is that, like, even if somebody did, like, if somebody really did take it serious, you had like 6'6", 300-pound Dover behind. Like, that's makes people hate you more.
I hope he's good.
You know what? I say this, and Billy's now, I'm going to bring Billy into this, because I said this to Nick. Oh, no, I didn't say this to Nick. I said it to FMB of the Movement or somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you see Bad Luck Fale in New Japan? Could that not have just been Dover? Like, Dover's in way...
I buy it.
I have a
question about Bad Luck Fale for Billy later.
Yeah, we have to talk about New Japan Cup. That's coming. I know you haven't really watched too much of the business, and we're gonna get to that because we're gonna bring you up to speed.
Stuff about Bullet Club.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, all right.
I've heard about. I've seen an interview with Machine Gun Carl Anderson.
I love Machine Gun.
He's talking about the.
They do the two sweeps.
Yeah.
Bullet Club is awesome, man.
Lex Luger.
He makes the infamous appearance coming up.
You guys were talking, and Mean Gene Okerlund is like, you know, talking to Jimmy Hart a little bit, and Lex is just standing there posing.
Yeah,
the gayest pose. It was great.
You're
going
to appreciate this.
Out,
I want to get to your ladder match with Donovan during that. He'll run in a second, but I was watching an old WCW Saturday night, and you know, Mean Gene was standing in front of the lockers like this. He'd be like, you know, I got a great story, but I can't tell you. You got to call my hotline, but he'd always have a hook as to why you'd call. So the hook was, I swear to God, he goes, two prominent Mexican promoters have been kidnapped and held for ransom. I can't tell you any more about that. Like, wait a second. Like, you have more information and you're not saying anything?
Is that how Vince Russo learned how to sell his podcast?
Maybe.
From the Mean Gene Hooks?
Do you remember the
I want to talk about China
he went
being beat, but you have to listen to the podcast.
1-900-909-9900.
Yeah, there it is.
Yeah,
never forget that. I never called, but I'll never forget that. So this
I
is...
did.
Did you call?
You called?
I told you.
Oh, yeah, you did.
You got beat in trouble.
Yes, that's right.
I spent like 2 hours.
I was in the basement. A couple...
Before the internet days.
Yeah,
there's
man.
Nothing to do.
Yeah.
And the funny thing was is that I don't know if they realized whether or not it was actually a WWF 900 number or not yet. So I don't know why I got beat as bad as I did.
Oh, man. Yeah, it's true. But
But I rang up like $600 on the phone bill.
But you had like a pretty good heel room. People like really hated you. I think we covered that, but then you had this really good ladder match with Donovan. I remember that, and that may have been your best match.
Yeah, we actually had a match before then where I won the title.
It was a long feud.
And I'll tell you, this is a funny story too. The finish was I was supposed to take Paddle out and throw it in his eye.
I remember this actually.
Oh,
yeah.
Fuji status.
So listen, yeah. All right, go ahead.
So we put the powder in the bag, you know, folded up, and I put it in my tights. When the spot came, I dug in my tights and I couldn't find it.
Right.
So I'm like panicking. I'm like, oh shit, I can't find the powder. So the ref's like, hurry up. I could not find the powder.
Oh my God.
Whatsoever. So we had to come up with something on the spot. I hit him with a low blow.
Yes, I remember this.
And I scooped him up and got the three.
I remember
the first thing I did when I went backstage was look for that.
Where was it?
It was still in my trunks.
And
I found it.
Shit, But yeah, you guys had a really good ladder match.
Yes.
That was awesome. You guys ever see Walker and Donovan's ladder match?
I think I might have.
Yes.
Yeah. I missed the ladder match, unfortunately.
I think did you have the DVD of that?
I do. It's still revered.
Yeah, then I think I've
maybe
seen
the best
it.
Ladder match in the it's up. It's definitely still up there, I gotta say. It was a good match.
What was it like to have a ladder match? What was that like?
That's like the dream, right? Like, you grew up with Shawn Michaels and Razor Ramon and all that shit, right?
Fan.
He's a Bret Hart guy.
No, I know, but
another guy.
Well, Bret invented
the
ladder match,
bro.
Right? Like, he brought it from Stampede.
Yeah. In school, you had had the Brett camp and you had the
Sean camp. Yes.
And I was a part of Brett. I didn't like Sean Michaels.
That's every time. Every time we come here and somebody's here, we always wind up saying, like, are you a Brett guy or a Sean guy?
Yeah. And he,
so we have two Brett guys and two Sean guys.
I didn't like ladder matches. I always thought they were stupid.
Yeah, yeah.
Why the fuck won't I just run up the ladder and snatch it? You got to do the one thing, then lift your arm.
Yeah, yeah. The drama builder.
I always thought they were stupid, but they were fun as hell, though. It was real fun. Yeah. But I just thought it was stupid.
Yeah, yeah. I remember you telling me, like, I remember you, like, your first couple of matches in Ace, and I remember you telling me, the psychology thing is tough. Like, I don't know if I'm going to get it. Like, you really were having a hard time with it. And
I
then
just think, you know what it is about psychology? If you can use it in a real fist fight,
yes,
you know, you should be able to.
Exactly.
In wrestling. I heard someone, Kevin Nash, he said he never jumped from the top rope ever because if he was in a real fist fight, there would be no way he'd get on top. If he got a guy down, he was going to get on top of a car and drop an elbow.
That would never happen. Kevin Nash would never do that.
No, never.
But Kevin Nash about to maybe go in the Hall of Fame.
Oh, that's super cool.
Yeah.
I think that's deserving.
Will he go in the Hall of Fame as Diesel or Kevin Nash?
Because Razor Ramon in his Razor.
Right, that's what I'm thinking. They're saving them for the NWO going in, right? Is that the deal? That's why they're not.
He'll do anything you want for another $5,000.
He said, I'm the shit, like right in front of the camera.
Who did this, Kevin Nash? Oh, did he?
WrestleMania.
He did.
He says, I'm the shit, I'm telling you.
That's kind of like.
You can't say shit on TV.
You can't. You can say shit on
pay per view. So you could.
Well, here's the thing.
I don't think you say shit back on pay per view back then.
Yeah, it was big. This is like Nick's thing. He always catches in WrestleMania 4 when Andre's walking down to the ring to fight Hogan.
Yeah, so like soon as Andre comes out,
like his
right?
Thing, yeah.
And he's standing at the top of the ramp at fucking Trump Plaza, whatever. They pan a side view of him. And in the crowd, there's a guy just giving him the middle finger over his shoulder.
And you can see it clear as day.
Yeah. It's so funny. Like,
and then during Nick's copy of WrestleMania 4 that he had growing up, at some point after that, it kicks in the porn for like 2 minutes.
Yeah, it kicks in the porn and then it comes back and it's just like the Ultimate Warrior fighting Hercules.
Yeah, it was very
like
random.
Like 80s porn and it has like crazy music in the background.
Thing about WrestleMania 4, right? I think somebody tried to steal when Vanna White was coming down to the ring. Somebody tried to snatch her watch off.
Oh my god!
If you watch her or grab her arm, I remember that.
Well, Nick, that's, you gotta look that up.
I love WrestleMania 4.
We just had
4.
WrestleMania 4 trivia. I'm sure we're gonna get into WrestleMania 5, but Nick killed it in WrestleMania 4. He was unstoppable.
That's my favorite WrestleMania of all time. So, like,
and we were doing good in WrestleMania 3. I was even with him going into 4 for the first time.
I was gonna beat all you guys at WrestleMania 5, I think, but we'll get to that later.
I have no recollection
of WrestleMania. What happened, man? Like, after that ladder match, you dropped the belt quickly.
Defended it once against Bandito Jr.
Right, I remember that.
You know what? We had the rematch. After I won about the rematch was the ladder match. Then I wrestled Bandito Jr. the first time, and then I wrestled him the second time when I dropped the belt. And then I wrestled him the third time to get the belt back, and I never got the belt back.
Yeah, you were Diamond Division champion for a while, and then you just kind of, that was it. Sean Walker.
Yeah.
Rode off in the sunset.
Yeah, I had wanted to take some time off. I had just got back into training, jiu-jitsu and boxing and stuff. I wanted to take a little time off. And I guess I'm still taking time off now.
Yeah, that's
it.
There's
been a couple times where I said, you know what, I'm going to come back, and I just never, came back.
I mean, I'm not Mike Morgan, but I would like to think that you always have a home. You know, Ace, you did a lot, man. But so, like, this is kind of where I was going. And Billy, this is why I wanted you over here to have this meeting, is because you did get into jiu-jitsu and you did get into boxing, and then you got into MMA, I'm assuming.
Yes.
So what drew you into MMA?
I was always a fan. I boxed for like 10 years when I was a kid before I even got into wrestling. So it was something I was always interested in. And then to stay in shape, and you know how, like, when we were kids, you know, you want to do something you've seen on TV.
Of course, yeah, so. Yeah.
So, just watching it, you know, I wanted to start training in it. One thing is, I actually don't want to fight, though.
Really? Yeah, it's a whole different thing.
I want to ref, actually.
Wow.
Yes. Nice.
That's awesome.
That's so cool.
I remember you telling me years ago that you wished.
Yeah, no, you have a person's life in your hands. That's a good point. But I remember you telling me years ago you wished you trained to be a wrestling referee.
Yeah.
That's my dream, too.
I'm, this. My thing was, my goal was always make it to WWE. Yep. You know, as a 5'6" black guy, you know, I knew I had, you know, no shot. So the only way I see myself getting in was being a manager or a referee.
Right.
But then I see a lot of other guys like Kofi Kingston, and, you know, I kind of resemble him. You know, they say all black guys look like each other. Speaking of black guys, Booker T's on TV.
He is right now. Man.
You can't tell the difference between me and him.
No, no, he's tall, man.
I hated tall. This year of Sting, by the way.
Oh, yes.
When he didn't have the blonde hair.
Oh, I hated it.
It just pissed me off.
Dark-haired Sting with the colorful face.
You know what else I tweeted out that pisses me off? That's like the two things in wrestling that have ever really pissed me off and got under my skin.
Okay.
This year of Sting with the black hair, but he's not in the crow paint yet.
Right.
Kane's belly button.
Who?
Kane.
Oh.
His belly button just pisses me off.
What?
Have you ever looked at it? It's like an Audi, but it's not an Audi. It's like a golf ball in the center of his stomach. Like, he just chewed through his umbilical cord like it was there for 2 years and stuff.
Oh, my God.
Like, that's how I feel when I look at it. It irritates me.
That's gross.
And Sting's paint and black hair. Back to your story.
Thank you for the dynamite cut-in, Billy.
You had to inject that because it just pissed me off.
Back to you. So you decided you wanted to try and be an MMA referee, or is that something you're still trying to do?
No, I'm still trying to.
That's awesome.
You know, do it. I was just looking at application on the State Athletic Commission.
Okay.
Trying to get a license as a referee in the state of New Jersey.
That's awesome. That's such a cool thing. Like, you don't hear a lot of people say, hey, I want to be an MMA ref. That's awesome. I often say, too, I wish I'd been a ref.
And I can see you being that, because you don't have to be, like, in WWE, you have to be, like, a scrawny ref. Like, you have to be, like,
yeah, you can't
be too in shape. But, like,
worker,
UFC
yeah.
refs, a lot of them look like they're, like...
Big John looks like he could take most of the...
A lot of the refs were fighters.
Right, you know? Right.
They're masters, you know, trainers.
And you guys wear the black gloves.
Yeah.
Which is, like, the most badass ref attire I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Why doesn't WWE have black gloves? Like... White gloves just look ridiculous.
So, like, here's my question. Did you watch UFC, like, in the early days? Like, one and two? Because I did. I remember, like, watching the first guy, because I was a fan
of... That's the UFC I remember. Like, the early
I may throw out some names that maybe these guys don't know, but maybe you will. I remember, like, Don Fry.
Yeah.
Obviously, Severn and Shamrock. Mm-hmm. I also remember, damn, I'm trying to think, Frank Mir, right? Was there as well? And, Big Daddy Goodrich.
Big Daddy Gary
Goodrich. He was my dude. That was, like, my favorite guy.
It's a cut.
I got really lightheaded for a second.
Because you're an idiot.
I'm a little confused now.
My dude was Big Daddy Goodrich. That was like my beginning guy. And then Marco Coleman. Yeah. Oh, I love Marco Coleman.
Mark Coleman.
Yeah.
I like the Gracies always.
And the Great, obviously. But like.
What is it? Royce Gracie?
Gracie, but not the.
You don't like Royce Gracie?
No, like the original Royce Gracie? He would just win. Like, it was, like, you get, and Tank Abbott, obviously.
That, you know, back then it was, you know, it was jiu-jitsu versus, you know, back when UFC 1 first started, it was discipline versus discipline.
Right.
You know, and then when he came back, when it was a complete mixed martial arts, you know, he got his ass kicked by Matt Hughes, you know?
That's true. Yeah.
Matt Hughes rocks. He was a guy I like.
See, these are people I know, but I try and get into it with Nick, and I'm like, hey, man.
Yeah, we've watched the last couple of them. I started with, like, Ronda Rousey's last, that pay-per-view. Mm-hmm. From then on, I think I've seen almost every pay-per-view. View or whatever since
like,
then.
I want to ask you, did Cormier really have a shot at beating Jones or no?
I didn't think so. I always do my picks, me and a couple guys from the.
You, see, Nick
you
puts
always
me up
put
on
him up
picks.
On Facebook.
Yeah, he's like, yo, Walker knows who's going to win these things.
Yeah.
What made you think Jones was going to beat Cormier?
You know how you just don't see nobody like beating somebody?
Right.
Mm-hmm. I just didn't see him. You know, beating him. The only way he could beat him was take him down, laying and praying.
And he had, like, the best defense, to take down defense, like, in UFC.
Yeah, some good takedown defense, but his length is...
That's what I was going to say. And Nick brought it up. He was like, there's no way Cormier is going to win this because
Jones' reach is too big.
Like 9 inches. There's no way.
I find that in a lot of his fights, he's just, like, the bigger guy. There's nobody as big as him in that weight class, I feel like.
So. Well, with the reach, he has the longest reach in UFC.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to... Is this all, like, mumbo-jumbo to you, Billy, right now?
I'm completely lost. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, UFC, I'm completely... I'm not ideal.
So maybe we shouldn't branch out, is what you're thinking?
I don't think I'd be any help on a UFC branch.
Well, I need you on this thing, man. The branch out.
I will be watching it soon. Because, I mean, if, like, Lesnar goes back, I think I'd follow him over there to watch it.
And
Punk. I want to definitely see Punk.
What's good for him, he'd stay in WWE.
Yeah.
You think
yeah.
so?
Yeah, absolutely.
I completely agree.
He cannot win in the UFC anymore?
No. That surgery, man, he had to have. That thing is like...
Do you believe he was only a half strength, though? And he was the champ. I mean, that's something.
Half strength or full strength, man. That guy didn't like getting punched in the face.
He didn't. He was not a fan. And it really...
There's a lot of guys that don't like getting...
But from an MMA psychology standpoint, we were just talking about wrestling psychology, but from an MMA standpoint, you get punched in the face, that throws you off your game, adrenaline kicks in, now you just want to get at this guy, right? Is that kind of the psychology, like it upsets you, so it deviates you from your game plan?
I can't speak for, you know...
No, obviously, just your opinion.
Everybody else, but you know, it could take you off your game, man. Some people don't like getting, you know, punched in the face. You know, you turtle up, you don't throw your hands over
right.
Your, head, you know?
Your eyes water, you're not a fan, right?
I didn't like getting punched, man.
I heard that.
These new heavyweights will, you know,
but
destroy
who are some of the new heavyweights that you like?
I like Meathead Mitrione.
Okay.
Overeem is a guy that I like.
Alistair Overeem is awesome.
Kane Velasquez.
And then that's what I was going to say. Kane really, like, beat the shit out of Brock Lesnar.
Kane's like the cream of the crop.
Yeah.
You know, at Brock, his whatchamacallit, his disease actually saved him from a vicious beating. He is supposed to fight Junior Dos Santos.
Oh, my goodness.
Two of them coached the Ultimate Fighter.
Ah.
And JDS would have killed Brock if they would have fought. But Brock went out with his diverticulitis. And they never fought.
So I gotta ask you, what do you think about Punk?
I was just gonna say that,
Punk was smart, he'd stay in WWE.
Yeah? You think this is... Now, obviously they can't throw him in there with...
They're gonna give him somebody that's just starting out.
Yeah, you have to, right? Yeah. I mean...
Those guys, even the worst guy at... They say he's gonna fight at welterweight, which is 170 pounds.
Who are some of the guys in the welterweight division? They're like names.
Robbie Lawler, right. Johnny Hendricks... Tyron Woodley.
I watched Woodley, and I was impressed. I was so impressed with Woodley when I watched him.
He looks like a machine, that guy.
Lombard.
Okay.
Jake Ellenberger, some of the top guys. But even, like, the worst guy at 170.
No.
Destroy.
Yeah.
CM Punk with no, you know, combat experience.
Yeah, if CM Punk comes out, right, first match, and he gets lit up, by, like, some no-name guy. Is he done? Is that it?
I believe so. Because Kimbo had, like, a big following.
He did.
Of course.
I love the street fights.
He was good street
fights. Yeah,
fighting, yeah. You know? But when you get in there with professionals, you know, it's a big difference between street fighting and
of course.
The ring with professionals.
Because you remember back in the early days of UFC, they would have, like, Tank Abbott, and, like, these big fat beer brawlers, you know, and now it's like it's MMA, it's mixed martial arts. It's
back then it was a spectacle, now it's much more a sport, you know.
Yeah, everybody's more disciplined, I think. And
time out. So, you want me to do an ad?
Yeah, you need to do one,
dude. How do we have ads?
Because we are big, man.
I don't know what
hashtag
you're talking about.
Underground Swell is taking over.
We got sponsored, man.
Who's listening to this?
I mean, you know, I've been maybe sending some of the recordings of our ideas to different companies just so they could check it out, you know, kind of where we're going with the show. Would they like to sponsor us, you know, when we're a real podcast?
Who's the sponsor?
PureAware.
PureAware?
Yeah.
I like PureAware.
They make, like, kick-ass, like, activewear.
Yeah.
Yeah, for, like, the sweaty bastards in the world, like
you,
me.
And you
me.
Are one.
Yes.
I am one as well.
Man, I gotta go with PureAware if they're a sponsor. I love them already.
Yeah, and, like, right now, you know, if people... have us on Twitter, me and Nick, at Billy Dark Match.
And at People's Podcaster with an A, not an ER.
They click the link that we have there for PureAware. They get 20% off any order they make.
20% off any order I make?
Any order you make, 20% off PureAware.
And it's already affordable, so the 20% off, bonus.
I'm going now, guys. I'm out of here. Enough of your ads. Ads.
Time in.
I gotta bring it. I got to bring it back to wrestling because I see Billy falling asleep, and I don't want Billy to fall asleep on it.
No,
I'm joking. But what made you, like, get out of wrestling? Because you really dived into MMA.
I just needed a break.
But no, was there anything, like, from, not just from you personally wrestling, but, I mean, you actually kind of stopped watching it altogether. Was it just WWE's PG kind of?
Yeah, it kind of got boring, and it's a term for us that, you know, that go from wrestling to mixed martial arts. They say you graduate from wrestling to mixed martial arts. But I don't know. It wasn't, you know, the same.
Right.
You know, it was stale. You know, WWE and TNA and even Ring of Honor, man. You know, I used to love Ring of Honor.
Yeah.
From, you know, 2002 to 2009.
I remember you told me the greatest match you ever seen was like Claudio and Matt Sydal.
Claudio versus Matt Sydal at one of their pay-per-views.
And you told me.
Greatest match.
Yeah, you were like, it's the greatest match I've ever seen. Do you know this match?
I don't know the match. No. Which pay-per-view was it? It was like when they were doing those like.
I can't remember the name, but it was Matt Sydal versus Claudio Castagnoli, and I thought it was like the greatest match.
Yeah, I can only imagine. It sounds awesome. But, like, man, so, like, you don't watch anything anymore.
I watch, like, the big pay-per-views. Okay. Like, Royal Rumble and WrestleMania. But I'll still keep in, you know, like, once in a while I'll go on, like, the news and rumors to, like, keep in touch. But there isn't really anything new to get me back. I hear NXT is, like, really good.
It is really good.
NXT
really
is
good.
Killing it right now.
A lot of the Ring of Honor guys.
Yeah, but, see? We just talked about we did a post game meeting.
Yeah,
and, it was a lot of fun with Tiny.
Yeah,
oh, you remember
had Tiny on?
Yes, of course. Jonathan Almeida.
Uh oh! Dropping the government.
Drop the government name.
But man, so you watched the Royal Rumble? We spoke about the Royal Rumble at length. What'd you think?
You know what? I predicted the winner beforehand. It's gotten to the point where I don't watch it for months. And I can just watch like the build up, like the you know, the pre-tape thing they show.
Right,
video pack.
This guy's gonna win.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was on the money.
Yeah. Just Roman Reigns was the guy. But have you ever seen like a crowd turn on a show so quickly? I mean, you've watched wrestling a long time back in the day and all that. But man, they
nothing that comes to mind.
Yeah, they were pretty upset. In other words,
I was at a bar when I watched it, so I didn't really hear the boos until I read like afterwards and stuff.
Oh, it went like.
Yeah, Brian's feet hit the floor.
And Kofi Kingston turned heel. Or like people booed Kofi. I didn't know why.
Everybody got booed. It was crazy.
Except Ziggler and Ambrose, who were thrown out in 3 minutes by Kane in the Big Show, as if it were 2001 when you were watching wrestling.
Yeah.
So apparently, not much has changed. Really.
Absolutely.
But man, the indie scene's really great. It's fun, man. It's really a lot of fun. Billy gets into the indie scene a lot.
How was the indies? Is JPW still running?
What a crazy
they
story.
Just yeah, JPW.
They
just
they
came
do
back.
They do shows every now and then, like every like 6 to 9 months.
Every month, like
no. I worked the last full time show, I think. But yeah, did you know you were supposed to be in Jersey All Pro? Ever told you the story?
No.
All right, so now I get to tell the story to him.
Okay.
So like I worked a WSU show. And you remember Ray Sager was the booker for Jersey All-Pro.
Yeah.
And he left and went to book WSU at the time. Mm-hmm. I worked the show, and he asked me, he goes, hey, man, you were friends with Sean Walker, right? And I was like, oh, yeah. I was like, he's one of my best friends. And he was like, man, that kid had so much talent. I wanted to bring him to Jersey All-Pro and push him. And it was right when I left. And I was like, ah. Because I had, like, no, like, I barely knew anybody. Like, I had a couple of friends. But, like, to have you there would have been, like, awesome, you know? But yeah, and then we're gonna push
it. Telling me 4 years later.
I know, but it didn't matter.
It's
he
like
had left.
That episode of Married with Children where the girl sends Bud a Valentine and Kelly never gives it to him. she comes back like 4 years later. All high was like, Bud, you know, I always wanted to, you know, do sex with you.
I like that you said do sex with you.
So he comes back. So. She gives Kelly a note saying, please give it to Sam. I'm in town for one more day.
Oh,
and Kelly forgets.
Of course.
Again. That's you, bro.
Sorry, man.
That's the kind of friend Mike
No,
Lewis
it was all
is.
After the fact. It's not like I could have got you. He already left. But he right when he had the book, he wanted to push you. I think he wanted to push Mo a little bit, which would have been nice. But that's old.
Mo still wrestling?
Yeah, Mo turned into a Croatian wrestler, actually, and really fucking flipped the script 180. We talked about this.
What is his name? Mario Bocara?
Mario Bocara.
Isn't that his real name?
I think it's something along those lines. I don't think it's the actual name. It's something along those lines.
Can you confirm if he's Croatian?
He is Croatian. And
he really is?
Yeah.
But I'm saying in real life.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's how he can do the accent so good.
Maybe. I don't know, man.
So he's a PWS champ now, right?
He just lost
it?
Alaba?
Oh, right. So the guy with the wiping issues.
The Young Bucks.
They have super kick parties.
Okay, so here's the thing now. New Japan, and this is going to lead me into a conversation I wanted to have with Billy. Yes. Please chime in. Okay, so it's New Japan Cup time, right? And I noticed that Okada and Tanahashi are both in Block A, meaning that potentially they could face off in the semis or the finals of that block to go on to face the women's block. Do you see this happening?
Absolutely not.
Okay, so then who loses in this tournament that doesn't go to the finals? Because I one of them has to make the finals.
This is what I think. Does Bad Luck Fale beat Okada in the first round of the tournament?
I'm sorry.
No.
No.
They're feuding.
So Bullet Club cheats. I think it's more of a story of Tanahashi and Okada don't make it anywhere in this tournament.
Yeah, because I mean, like, I feel like does Tanahashi is not going to lose to
I'm going to look up who Tanahashi's wrestling in the
New Japan. I see one of them going maybe further and one not making it past the first round. Yeah, absolutely.
I think Okada loses to Bad Luck Fale.
I could see that because I'm thinking that Okada is beating Tanahashi at the end of this feud. So it would make sense to have Tanahashi have this like kind of like a last ride, like get up high up in the tournament. I could see it.
And based on who he fights in the first round, I think Tanahashi is going to win.
I'm going to go over the brackets right now with everyone. And do you know anybody we're talking about, Walker?
No.
Okay.
Welcome to my life for the last 20 minutes.
So New Japan Pro Wrestling, right, from Japan is making it like waves in the United States right now. Mm-hmm. Right? They got a show on like Axis TV for an hour. They just had their first pay-per-view in America.
You could say they're having like an underground swell.
Yeah.
Enough of the underground swell. I cannot.
Walker, do you know about the Twitter? Do you go on Twitter at all?
No.
Thank you.
That's good. We have Twitters.
We do.
He's friends with Hardcore Holly. It's a whole thing. I am. Anyway. Mm-hmm.
And I'm friends with the commentator from New Japan.
So am I.
Because he tweeted me.
More Ranallo?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so here's the matches. And you book it secretly.
I do. So I secretly book New Japan.
So first round is Block A. It's Tanahashi and Toru Yano. I think Tanahashi's got to go over against Yano, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
The winner would then face Kota against Doc Gallo. So you
Kota's
think
Kota's going
to win. To face...
Doc to face
Tanahashi.
Yeah, Tanahashi. Yeah.
Or you can have that. I mean,
Kota.
I see Doc.
Yeah,
I see
me
Doc.
Too. Luke Gallows. Festus. Yes. Yeah, you remember Festus.
That shows the length of time since we watched.
Yeah. All right. And then you got Naito and Carl Anderson. And then Okada and Bad Luck Fale. So, I mean, again, I see Anderson knocking off Okada more than Fale.
Yes. Yes.
Does that not.
Yes. And then he can face Tanahashi.
Hmm.
In that next round, right?
Yeah.
Because basically we would say Tanahashi would go against Doc.
Yeah.
I would have Tanahashi go over on Doc, goes to face Carl Anderson in the next round.
I just know Okada's going down, bro.
So, Tanahashi.
I see Okada going down. I didn't know about how the rounds were going exactly. I completely agree.
We've gotten this far. We're going to obviously...
Because you're kind of building like, ooh, it might happen.
Yeah.
Ooh, it might... No, it's not going to happen. Like, not yet. Wrestle Kingdom 10.
Let's go Block B.
Okay.
Here we go. First match in Block B is going to be Togi Makabe, who just had to relinquish the Neverweight Championship that he won at Wrestle Kingdom.
Travesty.
And
dude, this guy is awesome.
And he's going to wrestle Homa. And he wrestled...
The headbutt.
He wrestled Ishii for the vacant championship. Billy, match of the year. You have to go out of your way and find this match.
Unbelievable.
Explain that to me.
There's no weight. You're
class.
Not a heavy. You could be a heavyweight. You could be a lightweight. You could be a big fat
and
guy.
I feel like
be a
it's
midget.
Straight strong style anybody. Too, right?
Because everything is set by weight class in Japan, so it's...
I'm sorry?
Somebody from the United States got to steal.
I'm sure. It's like the X Division.
Kind of, but you know, it's nice because in a company that's so based on weight,
right?
Like, it's cool to have that one belt.
Yeah.
The smaller guys are the juniors. Right.
Yes, the juniors. Yeah. So, they gave the back belt to Ishii, but it was match of the year, man. It beat out Nakamura and Kota. I do.
Mm.
I really believe that. All right, so here we go. They're going to wrestle, though. Makabe is going to wrestle Homa.
Okay.
I like Makabe, right?
I like Makabe in that.
Yeah.
He's awesome.
Then you got Yoshihashi against Takahashi from the Bullet Club. I feel like...
That's the worst match in this tournament.
That's the jobber column. In this tournament.
In this tournament.
Maybe Yoshi.
I guess you are pushing Yoshihashi a little bit.
A little bit. But,
yeah, and you know what? You got Bullet Club looking pretty strong on the other end.
Yeah. Yeah. Representing all
yeah,
the areas.
So yeah, I think you could have it go to Yoshi.
Interesting match. You got Goto and Shibata in the next matches, obviously, opposite other people.
Opposite each other?
Goto's going to wrestle Nagata. Yuji mm-hmm. Nagata.
Yeah.
All right, come on. I was, yeah. He was in Revenge. And then you got Kojima and Shibata. Mm. Do you think you get Goto Shibata in this?
Why not?
Yeah,
I think
yeah.
so.
Right? I mean, the way it's kind of... Nagata just came off that little bit of a push where he wrestled Nakamura for the IC belt.
Mm-hmm.
But again, I don't know. And Kojima doesn't really
Yeah, but you remember, they're the tag champs.
But they just lost him to the Bullet Club.
They just lost... Oh, I'm sorry, they just
Bullet
lost
Club
them back.
Have all the belts now.
Yeah, they
all
won
the
all the belts
They won
back.
All the belts, except the open weight.
So they're are they still feuding? Is that still the feud?
I guess, yeah.
Then one of them is
going
to
one of them is going down, yeah. right? Yuji, I think, is going to be Goto then.
I think Shibata's going to win, man. I think
Shibata might win his column.
I feel like Shibata's worth is because like,
I guess
his time.
The final for that column then would be Shibata versus Maccabee,
right?
Yeah, I buy it.
I feel like Shibata. This is his
then you got
time,
Shibata,
man.
And on the other side you got Anderson and Tanahashi.
Right.
It would be Tanahashi versus Shibata, I feel like, bro.
Remember, Tanahashi hasn't
and
gotten his
Shibata
rematch.
Shibata could get his shine, man. This guy deserves it.
Now, this is the first time in New Japan history that you can challenge for any championship. It's not just limited to the heavyweight. You could go for any belt you want.
Yeah, so I feel like it gives more of an opportunity for like a middle guy to win it all.
And also, that's why you don't see...
you also got to... If you're going by my theory where they're not doing the Wrestle Kingdom match with Okada and Tanahashi
right.
till Wrestle Kingdom, which is a while away,
right.
you can have Tanahashi mess around with the one last attempt at that belt.
Of course, yeah, but he's still... I was just going to say, he's owed a rematch.
Right.
Right, AJ Styles is the champion. Sean Walker. Your Chicago Street Fight, Booker T and Sting against LOD, and Luger couldn't team up with Sting.
A botch, but
Did you watch Botchmania?
I haven't in a couple of years.
Me and Nick just watched a couple. They were awesome.
Really good.
And you and Mafu, you follow Mafu on Twitter, I'm assuming?
I do.
He's awesome.
And then what were we just talking about right now?
Classic moment where the brain cells have gone awry. But
no,
yeah.
You said AJ Styles is a champ.
Yeah, AJ Styles is a champ.
TNA just threw away AJ Styles like he's a piece of garbage.
Unbelievable.
They said, we don't need our franchise no more.
Now, here's breaking news right when we were about to do this meeting. Samoa Joe and TNA amicably part ways. I need everyone's opinion around the room.
I think he goes back. The champ is here, ROH.
He comes home.
Yeah, that's where he belongs. That's his style.
Yeah, I think what TNA diluted his,
a ton.
He's not Samoa Joe of 2006.
No.
I feel like he could be.
14,
There's only one way he's going back to ROH, and this is on the impression that he will also be coming to New Japan Pro Wrestling.
I hope so.
It's going to be a duel. AJ comes over. Does his thing. Maybe even it's a little more of the reverse. Maybe Samoa's in ROH a little more than Joe, goes.
I think I may have just blown a load in my pants because I just thought of the possibility of Ishii and Samoa Joe.
Yeah.
And my mind was just blown. Or even Maccabee.
That's what I don't was, even, that's there's what a, I was thinking.
Maccabee and Joe, right.
There shouldn't be a doubt, man, in
Who
anybody's mind.
Music?
He's going to be in New Japan.
What happened?
Who has the music?
Oh, Minoru Suzuki.
Yeah.
Okay, here's another thing I want to ask you about. What's with the lack of... We didn't even know these titles changed hands, but I hope you're going to be able to... What's with the lack of Suzuki Gun in New Japan? They're just over with the Noah crew? Is that what's going on?
I don't think it worked, man. I don't think it was working.
How come?
I think they're trying to keep it as two separate brands.
But I miss Suzuki Gun on the New Japan shows.
Oh, I see. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm following what you're saying now.
Yeah.
Suzuki Gun... Well, they're doing the whole Noah thing.
Yeah, right? I just think they should be on both. right? Like,
no. I don't think you need them right now. I think it's good. I'm not a huge fan of Suzuki Gun.
So here's one way I've been trying to learn how to do a podcast.
But I don't like Walker. Lance Archer.
It's like I like to bring it around. Do you know about the legend of Sakuraba in MMA?
Yeah.
Okay, so explain to me what he did. What do you know about him? Because I just know him as this old wrestling guy who did MMA.
Yeah.
Well, I like Sakuraba, but one of the things they say about him... in Pride, too, that Pride
right.
was rigged to make him go over as, like, this major superstar.
Really?
Yeah.
And that's, like, a theory? Like, a rumor, kind of, so to speak?
It's common knowledge that Pride was rigged.
Wow.
Back in the day.
Okay.
He was a legend over there. He got some bad cauliflower.
Yes, he does.
Yeah.
Yes, he does.
I don't know much about him wrestling. I know he used to wrestle. It's a couple guys that fought over here that wrestled over there. You know, Josh Barnett.
Right.
Pro wrestling in Japan.
Yeah, he does the commentary in New Japan now.
Yeah, for the US TV.
Man, they built this guy up as like a legend, though, and I had no idea about him, and he's apparently huge in both, so I didn't know. I gotta ask you a question, though. Do you think you can fix MMA?
Yeah.
Right? Like, is it easier than people think?
I don't know. I don't think...
Not saying it's rigged.
I don't think you can fake taking a punch to the face.
But I can tell you I'm gonna punch you in the face.
Yeah, you can brace for it, but I don't know how many people gonna agree to that. Maybe on the ground, you know what I mean?
I mean, there's, I think, a underline for anything.
You give me a couple $1 million, I'll take a punch.
Yeah, you know, I think there's a silver lining for anything. So, I mean...
I heard a story where Mark Coleman...
Right.
Mark Coleman fought in Japan. He fought a guy that was, like, he was well more advanced, you know?
Okay.
Fight-wise. And he lost to him. And they asked Mark Coleman, did you throw that fight? He didn't come out and say, I threw that fight. But he said, I had to do what I had to do to feed my family.
Oh, wow. Well, that's pretty much, yeah. Wow.
It was, though.
Oh. Wow. Marco Coleman. Maybe that's why he gets blackballed a lot. You don't hear about Marco.
Mark Coleman, he's a Hall of Famer.
Really? I don't know what I'm talking about. I'm trying. I watched the fight. I've been watching. I've been, I'm trying.
Sakuraba in Japan.
Okay, all right. We got, maybe, you know, now that we found you and you're not missing, we can, like, get you back up on wrestling and you get me up
missing.
On
it. Well,
people thought there were rumors.
Milk carton?
Yeah, no, somebody.
What was the rumors?
Somebody said they seen you on the milk carton. I don't want to.
See me on America's Most Wanted too?
It might have been William Wyeth. I'm not naming names. I'm just saying. Man, but I also want to get to back to Samoa Joe. You see him in New Japan. I see him. Going back to Ring of Honor, though, still.
Oh, he will be in Ring of Honor.
Yeah,
I guarantee you he will be in New Japan.
He's got to do both.
I think.
Like the AJ deal.
Yeah, I think he's going to have the AJ deal. I think he's going to try to put more of his focus on New Japan. I think he sees where things are going right now.
Yeah.
And he's respected in Japan.
If Joe joins the Bullet Club.
No, he's not.
No? You book it, so tell me why not.
No, I feel like Joe could be like the leader of the move, like the one merit, like the one gaijin to like, not be in the Bullet Club.
Right. Okay.
He doesn't need to be.
No.
Right, like he's that guy.
He doesn't want to be seven. Like this episode. Seven.
No, I really think, you know, he would get with the Japanese guys and like, yeah, because he's earned his like stripes over there and stuff.
Oh.
Yeah, he fought Kubashi, bro. That got mad respect. Forget who
yeah,
the other guy
I just for. I just see it going that way. I'm not saying it's impossible. I'm not saying it would be the worst thing.
Right.
I don't think you need Joe in the Bullet Club. I think Joe is better not being in the Bullet Club. Wow. You don't. It's getting too saturated right now. And I think they're good where they are. They don't need anybody else.
Joe doesn't need people to have his back. He's fucking Joe.
Yeah, I think that always made him look weak when like you wanted to put him in a group.
So I ask you, new bout announced for Ring of Honor pay-per-view. It's going to be Cedric Alexander and Matt Sydal.
Love Cedric Alexander.
Oh, man, that's good. You know Cedric. I'm assuming you don't know. Cedric is awesome, man. Cedric is awesome.
Up-and-coming guy, man. He's awesome.
There's this other dude, ACH, that's also...
I've heard of him.
Yeah, Nick feels like they push ACH when they should
push
Cedric.
Well, because this was the thing. We got back into ROH for a little bit after not watching for a while. And they were pushing Cedric Alexander. And then out of nowhere, they just said, nah, we're just going to stop that and we're just going to push ACH instead. And I thought, that's fucking bullshit, man, because, like, Cedric was rocking. He was banging on all cylinders. He got a little injury, and I think that's what cost him.
So, Billy, what do you think? Do you think Nick's in the right here for Cedric?
No, I'm an ACH guy.
Ah, I knew it. You like the flips.
Yeah. I hang out with Grayson too much. I hang out with my son too much.
Cedric's like the wrestler, so to speak.
But he could still do the flip-flop.
Right, but he can't jump over the cameraman like ACH does in his entrance.
Oh, well,
come on, man.
Right. You can't do that. ACH is like.
I almost always go. I gotta
2.0. You know what I mean?
I gotta go with the showman. Like I gotta.
Oh man, there's so much I wanna.
So
I wanna.
Side L's back in Ring of Honor.
Yeah.
He's back,
yeah.
Man.
Yep.
WWE was like, you were hurt for like a year. We don't need you. Get out of here.
I watched
you're
his.
Good, but we don't need.
I watched his U shoot on kayfabe commentaries. I'm giving away free advertising, but. He said that he got suspended for smoking weed once, and then he smoked like fake weed, and it came up. He got suspended again, and then he got into a motorcycle accident, and he was out rehabbing for like a year, and then they just cut him. And then somebody asked him. Yeah,
and
yeah.
Now he's been
videos on every year I watch him. You ever watch those?
Yes.
Whatever. Yeah. You ever watch those, Nick?
And it's everybody I got.
Yeah, in order. Yeah. I love it.
But it's like done
year.
Like the Academy Awards, yeah. Like in memoriam.
Yeah. Yeah, I like when for this year they slowed it up when it was JTG because it was a big moment. Because like that dude,
he hung around a while. But forever. I think they forgot he was there.
Yeah,
he looked like out.
Yeah, he could have been in a Sylvester Stallone movie.
But I feel
just
like
hanging off the cliff, he was hanging on.
I liked Crime Time, man.
I did like Crime Time.
They didn't push him enough.
I liked Crime Time.
I just feel like once Crime Time was over, they just did not know what to do.
No.
Oh. I see Walker got me into the Chicago Street Fight in Uncensored 96 right now. So, like, Luger couldn't team up with Sting because, like, he was in that big match where he does that doofus run, right?
It was the Doomsday Cage match from hell.
Yeah, and then I just, so people can comprehend. And by people, I mean Nick and Billy and maybe Billy's family.
And the listeners.
You're crazy.
People listen.
I remember it was like 9 dudes against Hogan and Mach, right?
Yes. Like, including the Ultimate Solution and Debo from Friday. Zeus,
yeah.
The human wrecking machine.
Can you name his name in WCW?
Z Gangsta.
Thank you.
I owe him $20 and he's looking for me.
Nick owes Debo money and he's gonna collect one day, man.
Never getting that
can
money.
Can you believe
from
I watched it? Like, I remember.
Is he in the Hall of Fame?
No, but here's not the thing. Yet,
or isn't that weird? That's like somebody you would think should be in like the
celebrity.
He just
got some legal trouble.
Zeus should be in the Hall of Fame.
He was
man.
Falsifying.
He main evented SummerSlam 89, the greatest SummerSlam of all time, in my opinion.
He was like falsifying like a property ownership on houses. Yeah, he got in some big trouble. They finally brought down Debo, man.
Yeah, they're like, you can't ride your rickety bike no more. Where we could hear the squeaky wheel coming.
Yeah, man.
You gotta pay taxes.
But yeah, man, like Meng was in there, and like Hugh Morris and Kevin Sullivan, Ric Flair, Chris Benoit.
Who?
Have you been hearing the stories about Meng that's been going around?
He's the toughest man ever.
Yeah, he ripped somebody's like teeth out.
Yep.
Just by sticking his hand in.
Is
Meng the wrestling equivalent, that was hard for me to say for some reason, equivalent of Chuck Norris?
Because, I feel like that's the legend, right?
That's the legend of Meng.
I heard the other day from legend that he can break a coconut with his head. I don't know, man.
Jimmy Snuka can too.
He had the golden spike, too.
He did. Now, here's something that just happened the other day I want to talk about. Meng actually, Billy, made an appearance in TNA. Haku. For those,
I think I saw a picture of this.
One night only pay-per-view tapings that they do. And he saved his son, Hunico, or Camacho.
Camacho.
I forget what they named
him. Hunico is...
It's Sin Cara. Sorry about that. But yeah, Camacho. And he's wrestling EC3. Who comes out with Brodus Clay. I don't know, a lot of people know this. Brodus Clay's father-in-law is Meng.
I did not know that.
And they started getting on old Camacho, and Meng came and made the save and beat the shit out of his son-in-law. Do you think he gave him an extra stiff one because he's banging his daughter? Do you
probably.
Think that? Yeah, right? Oh, yeah.
Light him up.
Oh. You remember like the Samoan promos he would cut on the way to the ring on Nitro?
I was
going
to ask you to do this right now.
Yeah, all right, ready? This is, and Walker can verify it was pretty exact.
WCW Saturday night, the fucking big metal doors open up, the spaceship doors.
And he would
Meng comes out.
He would be punching and kicking the entire. Oh, yes, I'm and it would just be these crazy things. Verified, Walker? That's pretty much how it would go, right?
I haven't.
And Barbarian would kind of just be hanging
out. It's crazy,
right?
that guy was like King Haku, right?
He was King
Haku. Or like the Islander.
He was the Islander.
Right? Like part of the Islander. Like that guy. He evolved to like crazy fro, like I'm going to fucking tongue and death grip you.
He shoots, he scores! Oh! One for one!
That is going wild! Score!
Hey, Billy, when I name these wrestlers, what comes to mind? JT Dunn, Matt Tremont, and Tyrus.
Oh, it's got to be like Strong Style Brand, right?
Ding, ding, ding.
So, like, yeah, I found out about Strong Style Brand, and they are like some badass wrestling apparel, man.
Well, I know about Strong Style Brand, but, like, you know, are you guys doing an ad?
We may be doing an ad
right
now.
We may be doing an ad. I think we got
or not.
Or not. I think we got sponsored for something that may or may not be real.
If it's Strong Style Brands, I'm totally down with it. But we don't even have a podcast yet.
It's fine, man. They're sponsoring the idea of our podcast.
It's because Tyrus is on Twitter with you guys.
Because Tyrus is my friend on Twitter. That's why.
He follows Billy.
He does. He's like one of my best friends now. And because of that now, like, you know, people go on strongstylebrand.bigcartel.com and use the promo code DARKMATCH. They get to save 15% on any of their orders.
Wait, I can save 15% on any order just by typing in Dark Match?
That's correct.
That's right, bro.
I gotta go, guys. I'm going to Strong Style Brand right now.
Game on!
Game on!
So let me ask you a question, Billy. Are you tweeting right now?
No, my wife texted me.
Okay.
So this is a personal matter.
Okay.
Speaking of Twitter.
I have to look up a sushi number.
Uh-oh.
That will deliver in the cold right now for my wife.
Sushi's important, man.
Sushi's important.
Get mad wasabi.
Time to order food, not yet.
No, I know, but I have to order food for her.
Uh-oh.
Get wasabi.
I love wasabi.
But speaking of Twitter.
Fan of wasabi?
And speaking of WCW.
Okay.
I got followed this week by original Four Horsemen Tully Blanchard on Twitter. Isn't that awesome?
And here's the thing.
I feel like I'm part of the horseman.
Here's the thing.
Because he followed me on Twitter.
Like, you didn't even mention him in a tweet, right? This is just randomly he decided to follow you.
I don't think I ever...
Like, Tully Blanchard was on Twitter. It was like, I like this guy. Like, let me follow him.
I feel like that happened. I don't think I tweeted him. Maybe I would have to go back and look.
It happens, right? Brodus Clay followed me, and I never, like, followed him first.
Yeah, oh, wow. So, there you go.
Yeah,
these guys have friends on Twitter. They make Charles Robinson laugh often, apparently.
We do.
Early on in the Twitter days, it's been... Yeah. You know.
Yeah.
Little Nate. Yeah.
Little Nate, right. Remember when he ran
I remember when Macho Man punched him and he oversold him.
Yeah, I do remember that.
I feel like I had a Sean Walker Twitter moment this week.
What's that?
Because I tweeted Jimmy Hart. I was like, I hope you had a good Greg Valentine's Day. And then he favorited it. And I was like, that's something Walker would do to someone.
There are Walker-isms in Ace.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You just walk up to people sometimes and like give them like a funny question or something.
Yeah, that's...
Or, like a random stat about things. I like that.
My favorite one, if I can remember it, was... I don't want to mess it up on you because this is yours, but... Walker one time came up to me and asked me, let's say you were having sex with this really hot girl, right? You're about to have sex with this really hot girl. You're getting it on, meeking out, all that. And then you go to have sex and you realize she has a penis and she's a man. Do you A, keep going because you've gone this far, or do you punch him in the face and leave? Was that accurate?
Kind of, sort of.
Okay, see, it's been a couple years.
You're about the climax.
Okay.
She tells you, hey, I was born a man. Do you get that one more in, or do you stop right there?
Guys,
I've
answered this already.
I don't think it's like, can you stop at that point? If you're like on the verge, can you cut yourself off? Like, what? But maybe so, because they say something so crazy. I don't know.
Billy?
I think
I don't know. This is hard for me because I've only ever been with one woman in my life.
So who I'm still with,
before I sound like a weird virgin. I've only ever been with my wife, so it's really hard to judge.
I don't know,
but just based on what I would know, I'd probably get the extra thrust. Yeah,
I would like to say I would stop.
I said I would stop. I have the power to stop.
There is no penis involved, though.
It was removed. He's had the surgery.
I feel like I would want to say I would stop, but I feel like if you're on the verge of climax, how can you stop it?
Yeah, all right. Yeah.
I don't know.
It's like a science fair project in fifth grade.
So you jizz on his face.
Oh, my God.
There's no stopping it. Once you pour that vinegar, it's over.
Is that part of Common Core education? Find out if you can stop right before climax?
I'm legitimately trying to think of more Sean Walker-isms. One other one just came up, and again, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but he one time asked me if I either, when I got done taking a shit, did I wipe my ass while I was sitting, or did I stand and do it?
Do you look at the toilet
paper? Yes, that's what it is. Do you look at the toilet paper when you wipe your ass, yes or no? And I said, yes. And he said, yeah, because if you didn't, how would you know if you were ever done? You'd be an idiot, right? Yeah. That's the exact,
You have to say
but
yes.
But no, I remember we asked people at Ace. You asked me, I was like, let's ask other people. And then people said no, right?
That's because they were too shy to say yes.
No.
Because if they blind wipe, they could.
Is that what it's called? Hashtag blind
it's like,
wipe.
Listen, I used to look, but you know, now it's like, I know, four wipes and I'm good.
And that's when you get
right? Is that their theory?
I don't know, because like, you gotta check.
You gotta look.
I think that's when you get after like an hour or two later and you get the itchy asshole. You know why? Because you didn't look.
Because that's when you now you have poop. Now you have skin marks and your undies.
That's
and
when
like,
you need your dusty muffler.
I was just about to say, yeah. If you, you need.
Yeah, I would say so. Oh, man. But I also wanted to talk about what's coming up, Fastlane. And they added some new matches. I'm going to name some people, Walker. You tell me if you know who these people are. So you got Bad News Barrett going up against Dean Ambrose for the IC belt.
Yes, I know that.
I mean, what do you think?
Well, I mean, I'm going to base it off like what I've seen with this last Raw.
Yeah. To go home for Raw. So
I think to go home for Raw was actually pretty well done.
Eh.
I'm not complaining. I mean, out of everything I've seen in the past few weeks, it wasn't terrible. I mean, Ambrose had a great match.
Love the match with Harper.
Oh, the spot where he
there was some good matches.
He did the rebound lariat into the side spinning slam.
Yes. Oh. Yeah.
I feel like too many people are trying to do this rebound lariat, and you just gotta let
McGinnis
to do it.
It was McGinnis, like. and now it's Ambrose.
Gone, right?
Somebody else. I just seen somebody else try and do it. I feel like in ROH or like the PWG show we watch or something, right? And I brought it up to you.
Kyle does it.
Yeah, O'Reilly does.
Kyle O'Reilly.
And I feel like, dude, stop.
And half the time, Nigel's sitting right there.
Yeah.
Like, how do you do it in front of Nigel?
I know. Yeah. Like, and when Nigel did it, it
Nigel
looked.
Isn't wrestling anymore, right?
No.
It's fair game. You can steal his.
Yeah, it's true.
I know. But I feel like he did it so fluently.
Yeah, nobody.
These
other
guys
than
do it. It's like
even Ambrose is.
Even Ambrose.
But I think Ambrose is okay
because
everything. Ambrose
okay
does is unorthodox.
He was the first one to bring it back,
and he's a.
But
bit
now
off
I feel like
wall,
other guys are starting
so
to do it, and I feel like stop.
I love like you talk about wrestling psychology, man, and just the idea of like that other level he takes it to.
Yeah.
Where
yeah
it's just like there's the WWE style, and then it's like. But that's not Ambrose's style. Like he's got his own thing going on,
he
and I just
finds a way to make it work.
And especially with him, with a guy like Harper in that match, who like Harper is like just the quintessential, like perfect big man wrestler for a nowadays type.
He's Brody.
You know
he's Brody
work rate,
and it's 2015. He's Bruce Brody.
So that match was just awesome.
He's
I just really found
WWE
myself staring at the screen on that match.
Heavyweight world champion.
No, I hope
one
so.
Day,
but,
one day.
Yeah, he's going to get some type
dude,
of like rebranding a little bit.
Every time this guy is on, consistently awesome.
It's true, man. I can't even.
And he could do stuff that other guys his size can't.
I also want to mention another big match that got added. Me and Nick are going to work on the pre-show. No, I'm joking. It's not a match. It's a segment. Miz TV on the pre-show with Paul Heyman. You think Brock makes an appearance?
It's possible, but like you have Paul Heyman.
Well, they just used him for like a wasted appearance,
yeah,
didn't
I
they?
I feel like Paul Heyman
say anything.
I feel like Paul's been doing all this stuff with that, like
yeah
Brian Williams stuff.
Yeah,
or
I think it's just
like
Paul.
I think it's just gonna be him.
Now, getting back to you, Walker, you really think Brock? Now, in your honest opinion, you said it'd be smart for him to stay in wrestling. I think so too, because of the money he could make.
Absolutely.
But you know, Hunch, do you think he comes back the way Dana's talking and the money that's kind of going to be thrown at him? Because he's still going to make money. You think at the end of the day?
Yeah.
I say stay, man. For Dallas? Like, stay for that. Stay for another year.
I hope he stays, but I think he's gone.
The window's short. I mean, this is it. If he's going to do it,
that's
he's got to do
I
it
mean,
now.
I mean, you're also under the impression that, I mean, we don't know if they have possibly been keeping some stuff under wraps.
I just feel
you don't
like,
know what's already in the works and what's been
I
offered.
Feel like he's a guy that, like, he feels like he has something to prove with the MMA. And he's going to just take a shot regardless.
Yeah,
of,
but
like,
you know what? He just had a kid.
The outcome.
Right? Or he's about to have a kid.
I don't know. I haven't talked to Brock in a few weeks.
I'm
so.
Just saying, like, I know they said something about
you
his 8-month pregnant wife.
Him. Brock,
yeah.
Did you just have a kid?
I'm sure Brock's on Twitter all the time.
Right now. He's
but,
too busy, like, lifting trees.
Yeah, but stuff like that, like, that's got to mentally change you up a little bit, right? Like, real seriousness here. Like, you know, maybe I don't want to, like, go risk my life in that fashion anymore when I could sit here and make my money for the next
couple years. I feel
like
if you're a competitor, the way, like, Brock is a competitor, I mean, I think that will be a factor in, but, like, if he feels like he has something to prove.
Right.
He's gonna do it.
It's going to be interesting come WrestleMania time. Now, can I pencil you in for WrestleMania this year? To join me?
Yeah, for sure. I'll be there.
All right. That's what I like to hear. Now, that last thing about Fastlane. I've heard a couple of reports. Vince is kind of changing his mind. And we're going to get another three-way. What do you think?
Did Meltzer report it?
I'm not sure if Meltzer did or F4W Online did. I don't want to give the credit to somebody.
I don't know exactly where it came from first, but yeah, it's been leaked out that supposedly he's reconsidering the three-way. I got to say, with the way they've been trying to, this patch job they've been doing with Brian, it's been actually working to make Reigns look better.
Yeah, I agree.
But not in the way that they want him to be. He's not Cena here.
No.
No.
You gotta build the Cena, though.
You know, no, and I think that's what I like about it. Like, I think they're trying to make him look a little rougher, a little, right. You know, that whole ending spot they closed out the show with, I thought was perfect.
Yeah.
Is Roman Reigns going to be a heel? Is that going
to I don't see him turning heel.
I think they're trying to do, like, the whole tweener thing with him at this point, in a way. Like, make him that Randy Orton, like that. Like,
teasing it a little bit, right?
I think he's got two baby faces.
Yeah, it's the two top baby faces.
Right? Yeah. Like, who do you like? So,
but that's a problem because
Walker, and that's where I stand too. Is you made your bed, you got to lie in it now. You know what I'm saying? That's kind of my feeling. Like you're devaluing the Rumble by having this match, and it happens every year.
2 years in a row.
I think they get away with it because technically the guy had. Never got his rematch for the title.
But technically, he was throwing out Ace overall.
I think he has.
So you know, I mean, like,
he has more of a right this year, than he had last year. When you really think about it from a storyline standpoint,
last year they had to like sit in the ring with the fans to get him in, right?
Right, like, it was like the crazy like,
Occupy Raw.
Right, but this one, like, the dude has a legit title shot, and he deserves it. So I buy it, I think he's going to elevate Reigns, which is what they want from him. So.
I think Roman Reigns wins. I think Seth Rollins cashes in and wins. And I think the main event is Sting and Triple H. I'm telling you, that's how it's going down because that's just people are going to be pissed that Bryan doesn't win, and he's not going to win. I hate to break it to everybody, it's not going to happen 2 years in a row, and you can't close the show like that. People are going to boo.
Is he definitely going to make it?
But
in
are
the
you
match?
Saying Bryan is Bryan going to be in the main event?
I think you do a double. I think you do a double pin or some shenanigans,
double count out
something on the pay per view Sunday, and then. We have a three-way.
But here's the problem. You have basically three baby faces in this match at this point.
Yeah.
Because, Lesnar's the heel. He's the aggressor.
Against Bryan, he's more of a heel.
I just feel like he's too many people love him at this point.
It's true, but everyone loves Bryan.
And everybody. Yeah. But then there's this devoted following to Reigns as well.
Right.
So it's like you have three baby faces, basically.
Let me tell you something. I feel like I was cutting a promo, right? Let me tell you something, brother. Here's the thing. Reigns is going to get that boo reaction at Mania because he's got all the hardcores and the diehards and all that. But his reaction on TV hasn't been that bad. Really hasn't been. Maybe not heavyweight championship level.
Fans got against him.
He's not Bryan.
Yeah, that's basically it. Because like before they linked up, people were cheering.
They loved Roman. Yeah. I like Roman. I don't know.
Yeah, just because
but I've never
Bryan
been on the anti
Roman.
I've always been a fan of
Roman. I enjoy
watching
him grow, but let's put it like this. This guy is straight out of developmental, right?
Right.
He's never worked in indie or anything like that.
Right.
Well, you know what? The Miz has in some ways earned my respect over the years.
Right.
Just watching him grow.
Yep, as a
literally
performer,
before our eyes. We saw him from pre-developmental pretty much.
Yeah.
So look at all the years it took, you know, for him to even get this much respect. Daniel Bryan wrestled his second year, you know, of wrestling in ROH 2002.
Yeah.
Right? At like the first show, he was pretty much already in for 2 years. Roman Reigns is now 2 years and he's going to be the main event of WrestleMania. Look at the comparison to that. You know what I mean?
I understand. But
he's got so much time and he's young. Like,
I'm going to use this comparison because that's the comparison they wanted to use at the Rumble. But you look at The Rock. This guy was pro, 2 years? 3 years? He was a champ?
The Rock, too? The Rock turned the fans in his favor. Where, like, the way he could cut promos and all of this stuff.
You know, I get that, too. And he mentioned Brock. Brock was another guy that was... He didn't do indies.
Mm-hmm.
He worked in developmental for a little bit.
I wasn't a fan of Brock back then, though.
But I feel like Brock is, like, a collegiate. So he had, like, the legitimacy behind him.
Yeah. You know Roman Reigns has the heritage.
Yeah, same thing with The Rock. That's what I was going to say.
Got the heritage.
So, I mean...
Yeah.
But it's a different... You're forgetting to mention this. Like, it's a different world now.
I'm going to take you into the universe. Because it is a different world, but they're in the WWE universe. I'm going to tell you.
Is this Boy Meets World?
Maybe. Mr. Feeny here? He might be. Topanga, I love you if you're listening. Anyway. So, like, here's what's going to happen. I'm telling you, bro. Reigns is winning this fucking belt. He's winning it. And I can almost see a situation where, depending on the reaction, we'll send Rollins out. And he'll win the belt. Because you got to remember, maybe not the next TV, because those are still your diehards. But when you get to England and that loop and all that, and you go back on the road... Reigns is going to be the babyface, chasing Seth the champion, and he's going to win the belt again. Regardless of how you go, they're not going to run with Bryan again.
I actually like that scenario.
Yeah. Absolutely.
My question was never, were they going to end up with Reigns? I do agree that they're going to wind up ending with Reigns.
My question
was, is Bryan going to be in the Mania match?
I think he'll be in the Mania match, but this is the high.
I don't think he gets to the Mania match.
You don't think he gets to it?
I feel like you can't.
Ziggler is what I'm hearing. One-on-one.
Because you can't have a three-way tweet. Yeah.
See who's the best wrestler.
And they've been pumping it on Twitter.
Steal the show. Yeah, but they kind of dropped it on Twitter.
Yeah, because Bryan's going to get added to the match.
I guess.
And then Dolph will maybe not be on the show or something.
Dolph will be in the Battle Royal.
He'll be in the Battle Royal.
Yeah, what a fucking
Am I the only one that's like actually, I was angry watching Raw knowing that like Goldust and Cody are not going to get on Mania with this match?
They are.
Are they?
I believe it.
I feel like they're going to get bumped.
Nope. This is another thing we want to talk about with you, because it really got Nick fired up on Monday. I told him, I go, the last two spots on Mania are going to go Miz and Sandow, Gold and Stardust. He goes, but what about the Usos? And I was like,
Usos?
Usos getting on the pre-show
again.
They
have to be on Mania.
Nah, pre-show
Dude,
again.
They have
even
to be
Billy,
on.
Even Billy, look at the face he gave.
I don't even care. I don't care. Dude, these guys missed Mania last year, and they deserved it. And they had an unbelievable year this year. They deserve to be on Mania. You could bump Sandow and The Miz to pre-show. That's the way I feel.
I'm going to tell you what.
Honestly.
I don't think Sandow Miz is getting a WrestleMania match.
Sandow's getting one of the biggest reactions.
I feel like Sandow is going to win the Battle Royal.
I just hope also.
Over The Miz.
Dean Ambrose, Wade Barrett, all the way to WrestleMania.
Mm.
I hope that lasts.
Here's the problem. I see how Dean Ambrose can bring prestige back to this Intercontinental title.
Right.
I really see, like, the way he's talking about the whole, like, pictures and the it just makes you feel like he wants to, and at the same time you are making the U.S. title so valuable right now,
right? Yeah, because no
Cena
way.
Holding up the U.S. title on Raw like it was a big deal to him. Like
he's not getting that belt,
I'm not
though.
Saying he's
yeah,
getting
yeah.
it, but the
but
fact
no,
that he's even
yeah,
feuding
absolutely.
For it makes the belt seem bigger.
Absolutely.
And if Rusev wins,
makes it even that much more. Absolutely. Walker, you remember the days of the RVD 2-year title run, right? Those were the good old days. Me and Walker, man, back in the day, we used to trade tapes and, dude, we used to be on the phone like girls talking for like hours about pro wrestling, man. Like, well, man, what about this and what about that? And
kids today are like, talk on the phone?
Yeah.
What is that?
Is it safe to say that generation of like, man, like you had WCW, you had WWE, and you had ECW and stuff. It'll never be like that again, right? You don't think?
You know what's lost today? Like the surprise factor, because like everything is so out there. It's not how it was.
But don't you just love it when you get surprised?
Yes.
Oh,
but it
man.
Doesn't,
it's so
like,
great.
It's very rare.
The surprises, you know, even the smart marks, you know.
Yeah.
Who's gonna be the surprise?
DDP rocked the Rumble, man.
Like
I'll tell you what.
That Bully Ray came back.
Bully
right?
Ray.
I didn't think he would ever be back in a WWE, man. People seem to not like him. I don't know why.
I thought he did a great job as Bully Ray.
No, Billy, I gotta ask you, man. Are you coming by for the big Ring of Honor pay-per-views the week after Fastlane?
That I will definitely be here for.
Oh, okay. That's good because...
Those ones... See, things like that I'm not as committed to, like, the family for. Mania, like, that's tradition. Raven, if
Walker,
I don't watch it with Raven...
I got Walker for Mania. That's all I need. You stay home. I got Sean Walker.
Yeah, like, I will FaceTime you.
You can't watch Mania with us. You gotta be home with the kids.
Well,
and,
you,
like,
you
soak
maybe,
in that experience,
does your kid watch
you miss that
wrestling?
Moment.
That's good. That's good.
But do you know what my kids are more excited about now than
does
like
watch MMA?
No.
Does he watch cartoons like a normal kid?
I was just gonna say, does he watch Yo Gabba Gabba? Kids seem to like
my
that.
Kids are so in the NXT right
does
now.
He watch Caillou?
It's insane. They are more excited about going to see NXT when we go down to Florida than like Raven was the first time we went to WrestleMania.
See Walker,
she's just like, I'm gonna get to see Generico again, and like,
I want to give you,
those guys.
I want to give you my password here to the network because I want to get you back up on all the stuff, but I don't know if you actually use it or anything.
I probably won't.
Yeah, so NXT is good though. You did bring up NXT, and that's, you know, it is where it's at, man. It's really good wrestling. It's old school. The feel is an hour of TV, but it's a good hour. You know, that has that feel to it.
Yeah, I heard it is actually wrestling.
Yes.
You know?
Oh, yeah. It's so perfect.
Watch Lex get whipped into the cage. Here we go. Lexus is walking around. He's like, hey, I'm going to attack this guy. Hulk comes and says, no, brother. Watch him.
All right, people. Sean Walker was not pulling your leg. Check it out. What is this event? Uncensored what?
Uncensored 96. And you want to go, what's the time on that, Billy? Go a couple seconds previous?
It's about at the 2 hour and 22 minute mark. So it's pretty hard to like find. I mean, it's pretty easy to find. 222.
Yes, please.
That's my mom's birthday.
Happy birthday coming up.
Coming up. Coming up.
Coming up. So your mom.
My grandma's on the 25th.
So my mom.
Happy birthday to your grandma. Happy birthday to Nick's mom.
My mom was
awesome. You got any birthdays coming up?
She made up a wrestling song when I was younger.
Are we gonna send them this recording? Like, so
I don't know.
My mom, birthday shout outs that we were just doing for no reason.
My mom listens to the show on the iTunes because she got an iPhone. But when I was younger, she made up like this song, like for when I was, I guess I was upset, or she just sang it to me about wrestling.
It wasn't about a cat.
No, it would just be like, here come all the wrestlers to the ring. Here come all the wrestlers to the ring. And then she would just name all different wrestlers or whatever. Really? I thought that was pretty cool. Yeah, that's she made that song up. And she used to scare me in Potentia with Sika from the Wild Smokes. Like a maniac, I don't know why.
Do people still buy iPods?
Kids get the touch, like the iPod touch.
Yeah, so because kids like get iPhones that. Are too expensive, but the iPhone is just basically all of that in like one, feel like, right?
All right, I had a question and now it threw me off. Oh, well. Do you have a phone, Walker? Okay.
I've had the same phone number for about 6 years.
Okay. Well,
I have it.
Okay, so I'm going to need you to chime in with a buzzer of some sort. It's time to play trivia. Just something that we can recognize you with.
This is John Harder wanting you to check out the Hardway Podcast, the flagship show of Hardway HQ, exclusively on thejohnharder.com. Comedy segments, guests, even a Stu Hart appearance or two, like your shoulders. Check out thejohnharder.com to listen to the Hard Way Podcast.
Walker, did you find yourself a buzzer?
Yes, I did, sir.
Awesome. Bad Billy? Ass. And Nick Rota. Ah, these are the noises I'm used to. Here's the rules. I'm going to ask you to keep track of your points. I will do my best to keep track as well. There will be 12 questions, whoever has the most at the end of the 12 questions. There are multiple choice most of these. If you know the answer, before I get done with the choices, you may buzz in. Buzzer up to the mic, Walker, so I can hear it. Here we go. First question. Who did Mr. Perfect defeat at WrestleMania 5? Walker.
The Blue Blazer.
That's one for Sean Walker. That's one for Sean Walker. All right, second question. The Brainbusters defeated Strikeforce at WrestleMania 5. Who were the two members of the Brainbusters?
Why didn't it ding?
Arn Anderson and Tully Blanchard.
Walker's got 2 points. Damn. He is.
Fast on the buzzer.
I thought I clicked it.
Third question. Who did Rick Rude defeat for the Intercontinental Championship?
The Ultimate Warrior.
That's 3-0 Shaw Walker all across the board.
This is going to be a clean sweep, bro.
All right, here we go. Quick. This is a tough one. This is a tough one. What celebrity got, quote unquote, smoked out on Piper's Pit? That's Nick.
Morton Downey Jr.
That's correct. That's correct. All right, Nick is on the board. So we'll walk out the first three. Nick has one. Billy, what's going on here? Who was the guest referee for the WrestleMania 5 match between Sean Walker?
Big John Studd.
Big John Studd it is, ladies and gentlemen.
Yo, this is incredible stuff.
I have to take a break for a second. This is not from laughing.
I got one, and that's all I care. I'm not going to get shut out here, man.
But Billy... Verdict's not out.
You gotta get one, man.
Trying.
Okay. What was the team of Macho Man Randy Savage and Hulk Hogan?
The Mega Powers.
That is correct, sir. That is correct, sir.
I feel like he's read this book before.
You forget Walker just knows.
Is WrestleMania 5 your favorite WrestleMania?
No, actually, like 3.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, he would have killed you guys in 3. Oof.
Oh, I was bad at 3. I know 4, though. 4,
Here we go. Next question. Which rap group performed a special...
Salt and Pepper?
Okay. That is actually incorrect, so I'm going to finish...
The buzzer ain't working. Okay.
Oh, wait. Wrong Run fucking DMC. One.
It's Run DMC is correct. I also want to say, for the record, though, Salt and Pepper was an option as opposed to when you guys just chime in and say crazy things without saying
no,
the option.
No, I was thinking of the wrong WrestleMania, but at least I'm happy they released
this. And to make Walker and Nick pop a little bit, another choice was the Wu-Tang Clan, which would have been hilarious if they were ever at WrestleMania.
Wu-Tang Clan ain't nothing to fuck with, bro.
Next Slums question. Billy, you going to put your buzzer up? Or you gonna just...
It's not. Okay, yeah. There. So.
Try and have fun.
We're going to try, but Walker's...
Who... Did the Red Rooster defeat at Walker?
Bobby the Brain Heenan.
That is correct, sir.
It hurts, too, because his buzzer sounds so, like, definite.
It's like, fuck you guys.
It's like a guillotine.
Oh, God.
Okay,
like, so like, I know some of these answers. He's just quick with the
I don't even
buzzing.
Hear the question.
Yeah, he just knows what's coming, man.
All right.
You're a mind reader.
Here we go. Next question. Which main eventer from the inaugural WrestleMania made a special guest appearance at Shawn Walker?
Roddy Piper.
That is incorrect. I wasn't the special guest person.
Oh, man. Mr. T.
Ms. T is also incorrect. So, Nick, I'm going to finish my question and give you the options. Who made a special guest appearance at WrestleMania 5? Who was the main eventer from the inaugural WrestleMania? Your options are Mr. T, which was said, so no. Cowboy Bob Orton, Paul Orndorff, or Superfly Jimmy Snuka?
Fuck.
Who made a special appearance? I did not ask for the buzzer.
You have to buzz in to make it legit, though. I'm going to go with Superfly Jimmy Snuka.
That is correct. Jimmy Snuka made his return after all those years gone.
Yeah.
That is true. Right. So, Nick, how many
because
points you got?
He
two?
Killed someone?
I got two at least.
Oh, good luck to Billy. Let's see if you can get one on the board. Come
how
on.
Many
at least
questions?
Did he disappear before
left?
Or after he killed the girl?
Oh, ooh, enough. Enough. Listen, Billy, the competition will always be between you and Nick. And right now, Nick only has two, and there are three questions left. So if you can...
I could actually beat Nick?
Yeah.
If Sean Walker doesn't buzz.
How many questions left?
Three.
Okay.
All right, ready?
Walker, you're going to be defense.
He's going 3 for 3 right now.
No, he's trying to just kick your guys' ass, which I'm
yo, he has already done that.
No,
he
but
like
he's got three
right.
more questions to make it
how
in.
Many does, you know. Go back and count how many he got right.
I will.
Like seven.
End.
If you got two, nine. And I got none.
Yeah, okay, let's go. I'm gonna get these.
Which lovely lady was at the center of the Hulk Hogan Randy Savage match? That's Nick.
Miss Elizabeth.
Billy, are you gonna protest right now?
I had it. I rang.
I didn't hear it.
Oh, went off afterwards.
Well, Nick, you got that right.
I got three.
There we
I
go.
Can I catch Walker if I get these next two?
No. Which future world champion made his WrestleMania debut in the opening match at WrestleMania 5? Shawn Walker.
That would be Hercules.
There's actually a misprint in this book.
Yes.
Yeah.
I was about to say Hercules.
Because the answer should have been Shawn Michaels, but they worked second match. So I'm going to give Billy the point for that, for just being here, and I feel bad. So Billy's going to get that
Billy
point.
Gets the misprint.
Yeah, Billy gets the misprint. Last question. Who were the members of the Twin Towers? That's Walker should end it.
I wasn't ready.
That is it. Shawn Walker, the guest on...
My boss is going crazy over
kicked.
Here.
Nick is throwing a tantrum over
I
here.
I have been defeated, but this is not the first time I was defeated in the trivia. I got defeated. Oh, I hit that by mistake. All right, my
stop chiming in. It's over. You're yeah. lost.
But I lost to John Harder on the Hard Way podcast.
Yeah, John was here. He
for
was
a
wondering.
European title. I don't know all about that.
That should have been your buzzer. That would have been.
Oh, my God. That would have just been salt in the wounds. In the gaping wounds.
But, man, WrestleMania, you say you watch WrestleMania every year, though, right?
Yeah.
So, hopefully, this year will be...
Last year was pretty good. Man.
It was pretty good. We went to WrestleMania 29.
Yeah, I went to 29, too.
Oh, were you there? Nice.
I think everybody was there, right?
If you lived in this area and you're a wrestling fan and you weren't in Giant Stadium, MetLife Stadium, Giant Stadium... Fucking, you're a loser, man.
I gotta switch it up because, Billy, you know, we were branching out. You want to talk about, like, MMA, but I also want to talk about football with Shawn Walker and them Bills. Best defense in the league last year? Is that fair to say?
Close.
Oh, they had a ton of sacks, bro. They get to the quarterback.
But we're the Bills, bro. We haven't made the playoffs since my freshman year of high school.
What do you think about Rex Ryan?
I love the hire for Rex.
Okay.
Buffalo.
I heard this about Buffalo. They're trying to trade and get Josh McCown from Tampa Bay.
Oh, suicide.
I'm just telling
he's
you.
He's not that great. He's really.
But who's going to be the quarterback of the Bills, though?
Oh, Orton retired.
EJ Manuel.
I like EJ. He went to Florida sucked. State guy.
I brought his jersey. He sucked since I brought his jersey.
He got see? Hurt. Put the jigs on him.
First year and that was it.
Do you play fantasy football, Walker?
No, I've never played, believe it or not.
Okay, so here's a true story.
Would you be interested in playing?
Yeah, well, one, would you be interested? Because we need a spot in our league this year.
My options open.
I would like that to happen, but here's the thing. And maybe this will make you want to play more, is my story. Plus, I like rubbing the salt in the wound of anybody that was in this league, including Nick, who's the only one here. So
fucking terrible.
My first year, right? I always watch football. You know I'm a football fan. But I never wanted to play fantasy because I always worked on Sundays and I couldn't enjoy the games. Yeah. So I didn't want to do it. Finally, I came home for lunch one Sunday, and him and a couple of my friends that were in the league were watching, and it looked like the funnest thing in the world. So I said, you know what? Next year, I'm going to get down with this. I want to get down. Took off of work on Sunday, said, listen, I'm taking off on Sunday. I want to. So I drafted my team, and I went into it, and true enough, I went undefeated and won the championship my first year ever playing fantasy.
I want somebody to tweet at People's Podcaster with an A-R-E-R. If you know one other person on the face of the earth who has ever gone undefeated in fantasy
football. In their rookie year.
In their first year.
And Nick is... I should have, man. I should have. I got eliminated in the wild card this year. I was a bit salty about, but you know what my problem was?
I should have won.
First of all, they messed up the draft order because one of the guys called out the last minute. I was drafting at my order, pre-drafting. And it fucked
up the playoffs.
And it fucked everything up. But here's the thing. I tried to get a lot of the guys I had last year on the team, and it just didn't. Like, I had Peyton Manning, who just died the second half of the season this year.
I'm sorry. I'm still rattling off the fact that Nick told me that we're trying to get Josh McCown.
Yeah, that's what I read from the Bills' Twitter.
Because the Bucs are going to go with... my man, right?
They got a top.
Who's number one?
They got the number one pick.
Yeah, they're going for my man, Florida State. Jameis Winston. I read Jameis Mel Kiper's reporting. Yeah,
Jameis Winston. Mark my words, will be better.
Billy, I could talk in like Bolivian, and you wouldn't understand. It would be all the
I
same.
I only know about the Steelers, man. That's all I know.
He's
is my
a big
team.
Steeler fan.
Like, that's it. I'm just so depressed right now this year because Dick LeBeau. God, man, that hurt.
So
you're he's not, been like the defensive coordinator since like the 70s.
So you're not. So you're not a fantasy football guy.
I played for a year, like maybe like 3 years ago.
What'd you think?
It was fun. It was fun when I had the time at that point to actually like keep up with it.
Right.
That's the thing. If you don't have the time, man, and football for me is hard enough to keep up with, and it's only 16 games a year,
right?
Plus playoffs.
Thing, see, I want to tell you, Walker. You just got to know the top. 30 running backs, top, 60, 90 wide receivers, with not even that many. Maybe, Nick, am I exaggerating a little bit on that?
It depends how big a league you're
playing. Top 50 wide receivers, and then just looking into fantasy, how it impacts you, who scores the most touchdowns, stuff like that.
It depends on the league.
And it depends on the league.
How deep your league is.
Right, so it's little things like
that. I think I played in like a 12-man, something like that.
That's tough. The first year I did it, it was 10-man, and then I did another 10-man.
I did go to this. I went to like the, whatever, like the playoffs and like the Super Bowl thing.
The funnest thing about it is
it's the final, but I lost.
I like 10.
I like 10. 10's a good number. I like the draft. The draft is always the funnest part.
That's the best part. That was the fun.
That's
hard. Are you down?
How do you do that?
Okay,
there's
we're gonna
thousands.
Try and start fantasy baseball.
I just told my buddy in work I was not going to do fantasy baseball. Now you're coming with this invitation for fantasy baseball.
Yeah, come on, man. We're going to try and really do it realistically.
For money?
Yeah, we're going to let Pat run the league, I think.
This is too much conversation right now for this meeting, but it's called branching out. And it's something to think about. Maybe,
So we're branching out to fantasy baseball?
And
fantasy.
MMA and maybe, like, other things. Like, come on, man.
Fantasy sports, maybe. A little bit of the MMA.
Branching out. Branching out.
I don't know. Or we're just going to stick with wrestling. That's what we know.
That's fine.
That's kind of what we know.
That's fine. So,
but I think if we throw in a little bit of that stuff, a little bit of pop culture, not so bad.
Walker, thank you for joining in on this meeting. I think I'm going to try and talk a little bit about MMA. I don't know.
And I fucking
Billy
told
agrees
you guys he was going
to
show up.
I know. Yeah, I got to tell people that I've seen you now because people don't believe.
In your mouth.
I know. I didn't believe it.
He showed up.
I'm on a run and stop by here.
Okay. I didn't see you.
How do you guys?
If anybody asked me, I didn't see you. That's how I'll do it.
I'm kidding.
Keeping it incognito.
You got getting sushi?
Yeah, I'm getting sushi tonight. I'm going classy. Chopsticks.
Man, chicken parmesan.
I think I'm one of cheesesteak.
I think that's what I'm doing.
Walker?
Are you talking about innuendos for sex or something?
No, we're talking about...
I don't know.
You know what? I think that's a whole other conversation we're going to need to have at a later date.
Well, now we're talking about food and what we're going to order to eat.
But I think the sushi thing really threw him off.
It did.
Oh, yeah.
I
was
looking and I heard Billy. Yeah, I'm getting some sushi
tonight.
Oh, yeah.
there ain't no